glass of water, maybe? Hot coffee or something? You okay?
Yeah,
what's wrong?
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. Our limud of Hilchos Lashon Hara is Lizchus Rafua of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla Eshel Elohim Narefush Lema Bekora Besach Shal Chayli Yisrael. So the Chofetz Chaim says we're on the Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara Klal Gimel Halachas Zayin and Ches. And the Chofetz Chaim says it makes a simple point. He says, imagine that you had what we call in English, the Chofetz Chaim didn't know about it, a get out of jail free card. Do you know what that is? No, there's a game called Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a game called Monopoly, it's a board game, and there's a thing called get out of jail free, which means that you, if you win the card, you hold on to it, and if you ever have to go to jail, you can use it and you're out. Yeah. So the Chofetz Chaim was saying, imagine if there was a defense lawyer who was capable of winning every single case. Right? Was capable of getting every criminal off the hook, capable of getting every swindler, every fraudster, every tax evasion, whatever it was, he could get everyone off the hook. So that guy would be in demand, right? He would be, he'd be a millionaire beyond belief, but he'd have a file of cases, yeah, beyond belief, and everybody would want to go to him. And people would be prepared to pay a huge amount of money in order to pay for this brilliant lawyer, this guy who's going to be able to save you in whatever situation you find yourself. Says the Chofetz Chaim, we have such a thing and it's free. It's called B'tzedek Tishpoit Amisecho. He says in the Halacha, the Gemara says that if you judge somebody favorably, then the Ribbono Shel'Olam will judge you favorably. Therefore, somebody who comes on Rosh Hashanah, or whether he comes Lachameh Esrim, or whenever he is examined in Shomayim, and he is a person who judges others favorably, that he has done people lechavskus, the Rebbe Shem has done him lechavskus, and therefore we have this get out of jail free card. All we have to do is we have to be done lechavskus. If somebody is a beinoni, if there is room to judge him favorably, then we're mechuyev to judge him favorably. And the example he gives here is quite extreme. I call it extreme, maybe it's not. But the Chofetz Chaim says this is how far you have to go. The Chofetz Chaim says, supposing that you go to a chasna and the service isn't very good. The service isn't very good and the meat's not fully done or something like that. So most people would come home and they'd be talking to their wives in the car, or they'd be talking to a friend in the next day after Torah away, or whatever it is. I went to the chasna last night, and Pliny the caterer was not up to standard. Pliny the caterer was not very good last night. The service was terrible, the waiters didn't know what they were doing, the meat wasn't good, this was, etc., etc. That's the way we like to talk. So he says as follows. I'm reading it to you because he says this is what you're supposed to do. But Tzedek Tishpoit Amisecho means that you've got to think like this. Maybe the caterer is almost bankrupt and he hasn't got the money for good stuff and he can't afford to pay the waiters, the type of waiters that would be good waiters. And then maybe in order to make Parnosa, he had more than one event on that night. And therefore he was splitting his resources between two different places and he didn't have two good managers. He said, maybe they're repossessing his house and he has 10 children at home, etc. He says you have to go, right, kimut, to extreme, in order to be betzedek tishmet amisecha, at least to acknowledge there is a possibility that there is justification for the fact that last night was not so good, and not just that he is a bad caterer. And therefore you would not be allowed to speak Lashon Hara about this caterer. You would not be allowed to speak to others about the catering last night. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim says. But if you are B'tzedek Tishpoit HaMisecha, if you go to such lengths, in order to try and dumb people the Chavzchus, then when it comes to your own judgment, the Rebbein Shalom goes to the same extreme lengths. And he also has done us lechavskus, even though, logically, maybe it doesn't make sense. Afal Pikeda says, this is the way you behave towards my children, therefore this is the way the Rebbein Shalom will behave towards us.
Start of the Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, Christian Purim, 10th of Ador Sheni, 25th of March, Rav Aaron David Gams Shlita, to explain Avodas Hamosa and Avodas Hasidus. This week's Torah is sponsored by Tami Grunhot, the Inishmas of Modchi Yehuda Ben Aaron Yirmiyahu, the friend of Rochot, who's the Yatzak, was yesterday. The Inishmas Moras Esther Bas Rebmeir Yehuda Bale Asholem, who's the Yatzak, is on Friday. This course, Hashemoyim Vachayolim Bamil Chamosh, Yachzru Vatayim, Vesholom Bim Heiro.
Guten Freilich in Shushampurim. Shushampurim connects us to Yerushalayim, as you just said. All the Yidden there should be safe. And everybody should come out from their Golas Bekariv Mamash. I once spoke in the Chabad House. I was once in the Chabad House in Muncie, back in Muncie, which on Rosh Hashanah was in a hotel. There were 400 or 500 people. And an elderly Jew came over to me and he says, Rabbi, you know, Yiddish is such a nostalgic language. My Bobby used to talk it. I think Chabad should teach Yiddish. It would be such a good class. I was a few minutes before Tkia Shafer, and I didn't have in my mind in setting up the classes. Then I told him, my entire Yid, you might be so right. And we might do it. But for now, do me a favor. Listen to my English sermon. You'll learn a lot of Yiddish. So, we'll try my best. Now that it was in the spirit of Purim, I'm going to like to touch upon something that I believe is an interesting ben hapechu. That we see two opposites in certain things and how they interchange and go backwards and forwards as a ben hapechu. We all know since Matan Teda, since the Rebbein Shlom gave us the Teda, which the Teda is a set of rules, and they're basically 365 do's and don'ts. That's basically what they are. And in order to keep those rules, the fact is that we always need incentives. The reality is we have a Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara is there to stand in the way, not to allow us to do what the Rebbein Shlom wants from us. And therefore, from the very first moment of Matan Torah, we had this concept of learning in Yonim, which is more the spirit of the law than the law itself. So that's what Musar came in, and that's what Chassidus later on, many, many years later, came. Or you had it in the earlier stages, which was called Zayar and Pnimius HaTeir and Kabbalah and so on. And what is the idea of how these incentives work? And what they are and what were the differences? Why some people followed this and some people followed the others? And of course, they're both Teir HaSemes, but the same way in Teir. We have B'Shamah and B'Shilol, we have different Mahalchim. So to try to explain a little bit, as we know, every Yid has a nefesh elikis, which Zohar HaKadosh, Tanya brings it down, chelik eloka mimal mamash. That's the pinto leit, which is in everyone's heart, and that has a havas Hashem and yiras Hashem. That's the essence of the neshama, which is in every yid. Sometimes it's covered over, sometimes we see it, it's revealed, sometimes it isn't. Nevertheless, that's who every yid is. And we know very, very well that we also have what's called Yetzer Hara, or in other words, called the Nefesh Abamis, a Nefesh that has all the animalistic desires, and we're similar with that, with all the animals, like an animal soul. The approach, how to make a person do the right thing, how do you make a person do the right thing, is depending to whom you're talking. If you're talking to your animal soul, you know, how do you make an ox plow and do the right thing? You put a long rod with a basket of hay in the front of him, and he runs the whole day to get to the hay. Because that's his thinking about it, is what can I have for myself? Because that's what an animal soul is. And therefore, it is very effective that if you give him what he needs, and he's scared of being whipped, you know, that he's going to run and run and run because he doesn't want to be whipped, and so on. And that works very, very well. And that's why in Teiri we have such a thing, which is one of the 13 principles of the Rambam, which is Schar V'Yainish, that there's such a thing as every Yid who knows that for every mitzvah he'll be rewarded in Olam Haba, and Chas V'Shalom Farkert, because that incentive really drives people to do the right thing. And without having this concept of Schar V'Yainish, there would be very, very few people who would be Emes Yiddish Shemayim, because Sof Kol Sof, we live in this world. Our Pnimius is in the Shama, but that's the Pnimius. But we live in this world, and this world is a world of lust, a world of of Taiva and so on and so forth, and we need to be able to hold back through knowing, like a person in business. He knows if I'll make this investment, it's extremely risky. It doesn't pay. It just doesn't pay. For my own money, I'm going to lose it. That doesn't pay. Even though it might be feeling good for right now, it doesn't pay. I'll do the other one, might be hard, I might have to save more, I have to live a different lifestyle because I can't spend too much, I have to save for the golden yarn, and so on and so forth. Nevertheless, it pays off. And that's how incentives work in through the Aveda of Schar V'Yayish. Then, there is how you talk to the Nefesh L'Kis. I'd like to use a mashal for this. Imagine, like the rabbi just mentioned about the Chafetz Chaim and the mashal of this gewaltige lawyer. Imagine a doctor that discovered a medicine for Yenemachl. A medicine unlike everything we knew till today. 10 days a pill. That's all, like for a cold, for the common cold. You take a pill for 10 days, it's gone. No hair loss, no difficulties with any other things. You can imagine this man was the celebrity of the entire world. A man who literally saved millions, tens of millions of people in the world. All the honor and the cover that a man deserves goes to this man. He was up nights for 25 years, tirelessly working and working and working, and busy in a lab the whole day, and finally, he got to his discovery. Then if there is a Nobel Prize for medicine, no question about it, this doctor deserves it. $25 million goes for this doctor. Does he deserve it? Absolutely. Does he deserve to be the greatest celebrity? Who else does? Hamkayim nefesh achas. There's no money in the world, there's no fame in the world that can ever even pay for him. Impossible. But nevertheless, he deserves it. Yeah. The question is, with which sipuk ha-nefesh, with which satisfaction does he go to sleep that night after his discovery? If he goes to sleep with a sipuk ha-nefesh, wow. Every news station in the world is going to call me today. Everybody's going to want me. I'm hiring an agent. I'm going to need to talk. It's unbelievable. Wow. Then he belongs in Hollywood. He belongs in show business. He goes to sleep at night because now I'm $25 million richer than I was. He belongs on Wall Street, you know, in American terms, you know. It has nothing to do with medicine. You see, incentives are unbelievable things. And if without incentives, no doctor would take the job because they have a family to feed and they need the money. And therefore, because we pay money, the doctor works. But is that what medicine is all about? How much money I'm going to get? Is that what it's all about of my fame that I'm going to get? It's so beating around the bush, it has absolutely nothing to do with the bush itself. If he goes to sleep at night with the satisfaction that there are 20 million people safe today and healed and have no problems, just for the pill in 10 days for Yenemach. If he goes to sleep with that satisfaction, what he accomplished, then he is a doctor. You see, we pay the same, I don't know what the normal salary in England is, but let's say we make £4,000 a day. So the lawyer, the doctor, the architect, and so many other people get the same £4,000. They look alike, they smell alike, they do exactly the same job, buys you fruits and vegetables. But their jobs are so different. So you see, they realize that reward is nothing more than an incentive. If you look at it that way. We'll see soon. But if you look at it, it's just an incentive. That's an incentivizes me, it makes me work. What's the difference between a lawyer and between a doctor and between a garbage collector? You all get the same amount of money, but the vast differences of what they're accomplishing, what they're doing. The accomplishment is way, way, way more than the incentives that a person is supposed to do. So, but that's the idea. But after all, the fact is, if you take away the money out of medicine, you will have no doctors. And God forbid how the world would look. So the reality is that Rambam says, one needs schar v'yonesh, because an animalistic soul, a yetzer hara, will not work without being incentivized, without being rewarded for what he's doing. And if there's no punishment for holding back, making sure the person is holding back from wrong things, people won't, they will indulge. That's the reality. Then there's the other concept, as to look at what is the mitzvah itself. As the Ramban says, and the Mishnah, schar mitzvah, mitzvah, what is the schar of the mitzvah? The mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself is greater than any schar you could ever give. Think for a moment, a person who has a business, and he has 300 employees, and all of them at 9 to 5, and 5 o'clock the bell rings, they all check out. Might be a fire alarm in the business, there might be some fire there. They're there for one thing. You know how cheap that looks. They're there for one thing. I need my paycheck. The balabos, or if he was made to be somewhat commission-based and a little bit of partnership, there's no such a thing, it's 5 o'clock. It's me. It's my business. It's what I live for. This is who I am, you know? So, which one is more important, really, to the owner of the business? The actual work I do a whole day, the employment, or Friday, payday, which one is it? To some employees, Friday is the main day. I couldn't care less about the whole week, because what do I have to do with the business? I'm making some cards, it doesn't touch me. What I need is the paycheck. To the owner of the business, all of that, Friday is a very secondary thing. Of course, I have to pay them because I promised them, and otherwise they won't work, so I have to give them some incentives. Is that what the business is all about? It's about money? The business is a production line that helps millions of people. It does gives food to people. That's what the main thing counts. So too, in every mitzvah we do, we can get involved of how much schar are we going to get for this mitzvah. And it's an unbelievable thing, which helps us to do better and to do better because we know we get rewarded. But then sometimes a person has to sit down for a moment and say, is that what the mitzvah is all about? Is that what the mitzvah is all about? For a perfect example is B'tzedek Tishpet Amisecha. Yeah? In Avedus HaMusar, how would we explain it? You want Yom Kippur to win your own court case? Achlacher may have asked him, you want to win your court case? B'tzedek Tishpet Amisecha, the Rebbein Shloim pays back midah keneged midah, and therefore you will always be judged right. What's the point of this mitzvah now? It's an incentive that I got my reward. What is B'tzedek Tishpet Amisecha be'am islamita? That Yidin Arbonim Lamoke. Every Yid is a chelik, a lekah, memal mamish. There's a word from the Gro. An unbelievable Chassidus Shabbat. So the word from the Gro, he says, the Mishnah says that Ezehu Ashir, Hasimeyach Mechalkin. Who is an Ashir? Whoever is satisfied with his lot. He says, the Rebbein Shleilim is Shem and Mishmar Kishotel. The Rebbein Shleilim keeps all the mitzvahs. It says, he gave us his chukim. It's his that he does. He says, how is it shayach that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should be semeach b'chelke? Tzliya kesev v'li azov, everything is his. Semeach b'chelke means I would have liked it to have 40 million pounds and I only got 35. And thank you, Hashem, I'm happy with my lot. But how can you say that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says semeach b'chelke? Says the Vilna Gaon, says, who is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's lot? Yaakov Chevel Nachlosei. Who is it if not Klal Yisrael? Bonim Lamokim, Bonim, Atem, Lashem, Adekechem. Before we started with Matan Torah, way before, back in Mitzrayim, the Apostle, Koyom HaRashem, Lecha Parim, go to Parim, Koyom HaRashem, B'ni, B'chayri Yisrael. End of quote. Before we need to work in service, these are my children. Klal Yisrael. And therefore, he says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam could have taken a look and say, Yaakov Hevel Nachlasa, you know how my lot used to look? When I had Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. You know how my lot looked when I had Anshe Knesset Sagdela, when I had Shimon HaTzadi? You know how my lot looked when I had Shimon Ben Yochai, Reb Akiva, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi? You know what? The Amiroim, Abaya, the Rava. Take a look at the Deidus of Achreinim, Ikvus and the Mashiach. You know how we look now compared to those generations. You know, the Rebbeinu Shlom could have been very upset. So the Vilna God, the Rebbeinu Shlom is Sameach B'chalke. So these are my children. These are my children. B'tzedik Tishpet HaMisecho Be'emes. Not what the schar of it is. What is the mitzvah? That's the greatest schar. That I look at another Yid as my brother. Do I ever blame myself for anything? Why is it that I could wake up in the morning, I could go to the mirror and tell myself, Adam David, I think it behooves to you to lose 20 pounds. It's okay. Imagine one of my congregants could come over and tell me that. It's the end of the world. Or come and tell me, Rabbi Gantz, you know, I think for this year today you should have prepared a little better. But I tell it to myself all the time. And it's okay. Yeah? It's me. Another Yid is me. The tzaddik tishpet amisecho, er is deiner abruder, the meibishten sakint. You know, they tell a story that there was this rich, rich man who he would go once a year for Pesach. He would go to his father, travel 4 weeks, and bring along matzah and wine and steaks and everything for the next half a year. The father would live off this rich son. This rich son had a brother who had 10 children and married off 1 year after the other, and Nebuch needed money desperately. And the rich brother became very tired of sending stipends again and again and again for every chasana. And this time he's asking for money and he's deaf. Shtah. Calls him, sends him telegrams. The man is deaf. He comes from Pesach to his father, he knocks on the door and there's no answer. And he gets frightened. An elderly man alone lives alone with his wife. Who knows? There's no communication. What's going on? He knocks harder and harder. His heart is palpitating. And finally he hears some noise in there. He realizes that it's okay, they're fine. But why don't they open the door? So he knocks harder and says, "Who is there?" He says, "Yankel, your son." He says again, "Who is there?" "Yankel, your son." "Yankel, my son," he says, "I don't have a son, Yankel." Now he's really frightened. Nebuch, dementia. He doesn't recognize the son who brings all the money all year. So finally opens the door. He says, "Yankel, my son, I have a son, Shlomo, who needs money. And a Yankel who didn't give money to his brother cannot be my son. Because my son also has a brother. In order to be my son, I have two children. If you're not his brother, then how are you my son?" Doesn't work. Because we're the chelik elokam amal, the Rebbeinu Shlom bonim atam l'Hashem alekeichem. Or, which is also emes, Avodah Zarah says, listen, you want to be judged right? One day it'll be the other side of the coin. You'll be on the court's floor, and you're going to need to be judged. So therefore, b'tzedik tishpet amisecha, midah keneged midah, and that's schar, which is schar v'yedish, which Chazal say that Eibshter gives midah keneged midah. And therefore, you know, you'll use that, but that's payday, that's Friday. But that's not the business itself. So, Rebbeinu Sachsidus came be'ikir to talk about Rebbeinu Shlom. In every Sefer of Chassidus, every second thing is about what is this mitzvah? What is the connection? Tzafsa v'chibet. Every mitzvah that I do, I'm becoming part of the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's an expression of my neshama. I want to be close to Hashem. I saw once a letter from Rebbe Moshe Wolfson, Bozangis and Stark, Rosh Hashiva and Mashkiach and Teder Das. So there's a letter. He writes to a German who writes to him, "But I just got married. I moved to Yerushalayim. I need to know where to settle. I know Moshe Wolfson's an American Yid and actually comes from a Litvish background, but he learned a lot of Chassidus and he became this vibrant. He has his whole shul in Borough Park, famous. He kochs in Chassidus. So this young man asks him, "If you can explain to me what Chassidus is, maybe I'll move to a Chassidus Shechunah. Otherwise, I don't know what it is." And he explains even further. I open a sefer, L'moshel Chafetz Chaim, I know exactly what he wants. He tells me clearly, this you could talk, this you can't talk. This machshava you could have, this you can't have. Very clear, very simple. I open a sefer called Migdash Ma'at, I know exactly, it tells you in the middle of davening you don't talk. By Kaddish Chaz V'Shol, they tell me exactly what you need to do. I open a sefer, it talks about Kiddush Shabbos, and talks about all the halachos of Shabbos. I know what to do. He says, I open a Chassidish sefer, I don't know what they want from me. Starts to talk about this Dalad Olam, this Atzilus and Bria and Yitzir and Yitzir. And there was a Tzimtzum that they made millions of darkness till he created this world. And we're just, and they explain Olam Esol Yainim and the Kedusha, what happens, Shabbos, the Aliyah of all the Olam is go, the Aliyah of all the Olam is go back to their source, and there's a reunification with God Almighty. What does he want from me? So what should I do now? Should I laugh? Should I cry? Should I dance? What do he want from me? So the Moshe also writes back a beautiful letter. He says, if you'd ask me, what are hands? I can tell you. Hands are made koyach hamishush. You should touch, feel, write, gift tzedakah. Ask me what raglaim are. Raglaim lorutz lemitzvah, to run. Ask me what the liver is for. I know what it does. What do the kidneys do? What the heart does? They're all very descriptive. He says, then ask me a question. And what is life? I have nothing to tell you. What is life? Life is life. But what does life do? No. Life doesn't do. Life is not an action. Life is the very, very pneumius. The pintala of, that's not the beating around the bush. That's the bush. He says, I can't explain to you. That's what Chassidus Sefer sometimes doesn't talk to the detail what Schar and Einish shall get. And it's not a halacha sefer to tell you how to do the mitzvah. It brings out the chshivas of Klal Yisrael, the chshivas of a neshama, and the chshivas of a mitzvah. Because as it says in Zohar, the reisa of a kutshev lichi v'Yisrael kul achat, yidin and the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the Torah is all one. In B'meila, we're not employees only. We are part of the employer. To us, the mitzvah is as important as the schar, if not more so. Because that is the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's our connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, which nobody lives forever. The whole world is over, even if nothing will continue. The only truth and the only emes malkeinu, efer zulase, it's only him. And what connects us to him is that's what counts. That's the main business. That's the main thing in the world. And I saw once, interesting thing, I saw once from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Chassid Yogan Aleinu, he said a very interesting question. He said, Schar V'Einish is a part of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. But the Mishnah says, Yafa Shachas B'tshuva Maisim Tovim B'Olam Hazeh, Yaser Mikol Chai Olam Haba. That means 1 hour in Olam Haba is greater pleasure than Kol Chai Olam Hazeh. Take Shlomo HaMelech, who had goodness, whatever he wanted. Take a man like this, which doesn't exist, but has 120 years, only pleasure every second. Nobody ever looked at him bad. Whenever he wanted maftar, he got maftar. He wanted shishi, he got shishi, whatever he wants. He had many wives. In anything he wanted, never sick for a day, never had a bad moment, a bad day. He's never in a bad mood. Can you imagine? And pile that up a billion times over for all humanity together. And then 1 hour in Olam Haba puts that all to shame. You can imagine what Olam Haba is, but the schar that Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give. And yet, at the very same time, the Mishnah says, yeah, but 1 hour of tshuva ma'asim tovim puts all that to shame. Well, now we understand why. Why? Because 1 hour of work in the business is worth way, way, way more than Friday, the payday. That's an incentive. The incentive over here is a very holy incentive. It's Olam Haba, which is Sadiqim, Yoshim, Batriseim, Bereshim, Benahanim, Ziv, Ashchina. We're not talking of money. We're talking of the greatest reward that a neshama could get. But nevertheless, it's pleasure for whom? Pleasure for the Nivra, for the person who did the mitzvah. B'shas, I do the mitzvah, it's pleasure for whom? For the Ribbono Shel Olam. How in the world could you ever compare the pleasure that you give the Ribbono Shel Olam, B'shas, we do a mitzvah? Yeah. So again, it's like by the doctor. the healing process is what it counts. The medicine that he discovered that the money that he's going to get, the fame, that's very good and very nice. It will never, never come close to saving one life. Never. Yeah? So the Babich Rebbe asked the question, so how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay us back? He promised us Char, and it's part of the Yud Gimel Ikra. And but if Gans Olam Haba doesn't measure up one mitzvah, so how is he ever going to pay us? And the Rebbe, when Ishlo, it was Tachlis HaTzedek V'Hayeshah, how is he going to do that? So he said an unbelievable answer. He said, Anachanam. So the same way you have to pay the doctor, if he deserves it, and you have to give him all the fame. That's what Olam Haba is for. That's what Gan Eden La'achar Me'ev Esrim is for. To give all the pleasure that for this soul who behaved the way it's supposed to do. But that never comes close to what he did. La'osid lover la'achre t'chia sameisim. When all of a sudden will be v'rohu kol basor yachdav kipi Hashem divay. But the revelation of God Almighty will be in such a way that all of a sudden I will realize what I did. Me, a Yelud Isha, a Korutz Mechoymer, a Tipas Rucha, was able to put on tefillin for the Ribbono Shel Olam, for Emes Malkeinu. Can you imagine what that means? How many hours would we stand in line to get an autograph of a big Christmas king? Or what would we do for me to get a connection to the highest man? To know the knowledge that me, a tipas rucha, Pasha, the Rebbeinu Shleim said, we say, Kivanu v'chartu mikolam v'lashen. He personally picked on me and he asked me, do me a favor this morning, please put on tefillin. You give me nachas. Imagine, this is the medicine. This is not the incentive. This is the mitzvah itself. Schar mitzvah is when that mitzvah will be nizgala, is mitzvah. La'asid lover, all of a sudden, we will realize what we did. You don't need more than that. That is the only thing that could pay for what we did. Because that's the only thing which is close to the mitzvah, is the realization of what a mitzvah is. And that's what's going to happen, La'asid lover. That's the only schar. Till then, that's the money, it's the fame that the doctor gets, but that's not the real thing. In my mushroom, imagine the doctor going to sleep at night, and all of a sudden he has a vision. He's in a few million homes, and he watches the simcha that every chosn and kala who just survived cancer, every mother and father who survived the zaydin and eniku, and the embrace that goes on there, and the simcha, they're praising Hashem for this new medicine. There's no words in the world, and he feels along everyone's simcha. He's with them in their hearts. That's a mashal of Techiyas HaNesim. Of and then when we will realize, we'll realize what the Rebbeinu Shleim gave us a matana that we could serve him. And that is the emes schar. But that schar is not just money that you pay, that the janitor and the lawyer and the doctor get the same amount. No, that's not payment. That is the mitzvah itself, because there's nothing greater than the mitzvah itself. That's going to be the ultimate schar. So the reality is that we need to do both. Because the nefesh abamis and an animal's an animal. So sometimes he's so down, it's not going to work. Tell him the holy world works, not going to work. So you have to tell him, listen, because you might have a court case tomorrow. But on the other times, Shabbos morning, Pesach Lam Seder, other times when you want to really rejuvenate your neshama, and to bring out the chelik elakam amal, the raisa, the kutshim lichav Yisrael, kulachat, that's when you go to this nekudas. I'll just finish off a half a minute. Of that's the Nahapichi I was thinking, very interesting. What is the Nahapichi? Shteit in Tanya, that the tachlis of the neshama that came down into this world, he brings from the Arizal, is otherwise that people think. It's not for the aliyah of the neshama, which that is going to happen too. That's like schar. The neshama, for working down here, will get all the schar. Says the tachlis of the neshama is to change over the nefesh habamis. Malachim, the Hashem has enough in heaven. Holy Spirit, he has enough. Neshamas, he has. To make over this animalistic soul who we are, that we should change into a holy being. That's the tachlis of the neshama. It's to change the guf, the body. Yeah. B'meila, so it works like this, interesting. So mitzad the neshama, we look at what the main thing is, what the guf dafke. So mitzad that, the ultimate schad is not in Gan Eden, not neshama dik, guf nizdik. Dafke lachet chies hamesim will be a guf dafke, lamat the neshama beguf. And it says over there that it says in Svarim that the neshama will be nizim from the guf, because who did all the mitzvahs? Dafke the guf. That's going to be like the neshama lachet lachet. So, it's like when a hapich, the opposite. Down here, the goof, which we saw, thinks about nefesh abamis, thinks about incentives, payment. He thinks about olam haba, about ruchnias, tzadikim yoishvim, about the same, but the same. Thinks about tzchar, which is very spiritual, holy and spiritual. Dafke the neshama, which he came because in Sava Kadosh Baruch Hu Elias Ladiru B'Tachtonim, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to live down here with us, and he wants to bring the Shechina down here. That was Matan Torah for, and the ultimate will be the revelation. Lachri Yemos Hamashiach. Dafke the Neshama thinks about the Guf, but Lasid Lave, which we know Kol Basar, physical Basar, Kipi Hashem Diver, and Dafke the Nefesh Abamis, which needs incentives, he looks for spiritual, for loss, for Olam Haba. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam helfen. We just said this morning, everybody who sat down here said brachas. And we said, V'ata osad litla v'meni ulach zirabi l'yosid lovei. Kol zman shan shoma b'kiribi is moidani l'fanecha, because I know what's the tachlis. Kol zman shan shoma b'kiribi nisht in himmel. Moidani l'fanecha is the biggest chus we can have. Stay in the mitzvahs. Atzlacha and afreilich, afreilich, shushu. Thank you.